understand we all need jobs, but ultimately, we've got to stand together. We've got to work together. Because this is all in everyone's best interest. Your kids are going to be drafted soon if we don't start acting together. We've got to look at this logically, and we have to ask the hard questions that aren't being asked on regular radio, that aren't being asked on Fox TV News Network, you know? We've got to ask these questions, and that's what they're doing.
What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen.
Kristen Phillips Matson.
Are you a regular listener of Free Radio?
Yes, I am.
Why did you come down here today?
Because I support what they're doing. I appreciate their journalistic efforts. I believe that they're, like I was saying to these people, they're asking the hard questions that need to be asked that we're not seeing. We're not getting analysis on regular, on most regular radio stations and on regular TV stations.
How long have you been listening?
Probably since, gosh, since I moved here. It hasn't been that long, but probably the last couple of months.
And how did you hear about the station?
I was just flipping through the channels, looking for something, and that's what I found something I needed.
And what do you? What does the future look like now that the station's been shut down? What media outlets will you turn to?
You know, I'm not going to give up, and I think I'd like to see this this station continue. And I'd also like to see people continue to press the FCC to allow greater diversity in our public airwaves. Because right now, there's so much domination by major media corporations, it's hard to get the word out.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.